Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
A blessed day, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Deep, a daily encounter enrichment podcast. Please join me to go deeper and experience God's undying love and feel His presence in our life. My name is Brother Eli Malong, and it is indeed a grateful Thursday. Our gospel for today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 11 to 15. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowds, "Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violent are taking it by force. All the prophets and the law prophesied up to the time of John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear. Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel for today tells us about John the Baptist, one of the great prophets in the Old Testament, and what he came to do as he takes the role of Elijah in preparing the way for the Lord, which gives me an understanding that God wants us to be prepared and be ready when the time comes, and fulfill what He promised to us. That our Lord always reminding us to humble ourselves before Him, that we may learn to listen to His words and live on it. For every hardship and challenges that we are facing right now, be always grateful and thankful, and let His plan be it done unto us. Maybe the world we are living today are full of turmoil and chaos, but at the end, if we are going to accept Him in our life, His kingdom will prevail on us. Brothers and sisters, it is not an easy task to follow Jesus. There is a lot of obstacle that we might encounter on our own way to Him. But at the end, it is all worth it. Let us learn to focus on what the Lord wants us to fulfill and not on what we want to achieve. My brothers and sisters, please join me on this short prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty Father, we thank you for this life that you have given to us, for the unconditional love and mercy that you give us wholeheartedly, for being our guide on our journey to this world, for forgiving our sins, and gives us a chance to live a life that you promised to us. Lord, help us to open our hearts and listen to your words. Please take full control of our life. And all of this we are asking through the mighty name of our Lord God, with the intercession of our Blessed Mary Mother, and with the union of the Holy Spirit. one God, forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you for listening, and may our Lord bless us always.